The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
You're listening to Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton. And today we have another StoryCorps North Dakota excerpt. We'll hear from Patrick Conte, who visited the mobile recording studio with his significant other, Tina Dietz. Conte tells her about his childhood.
Most of the early years, my dad wasn't around. He was over here teaching, moving from school to school, trying to get a full-time professor job.
Okay.
We never really had that teaching me to ride bike or any of that stuff. One day it was like, we're moving, big giant plane, and I remember the smell just, it always would make me kind of nauseous. I didn't like flying. And I think we landed probably in sometime in the winter, because I just remember how cold it was. We're in Moorhead, Minnesota. It was just so different. London's pretty diverse. School was always, there's black kids, there's Indian kids, there's Pakistani kids, there's white kids. But then in Moorhead, it was 99% white. Kind of famous story in my family is when my mom signed my brother up for football, thinking it's football, but it was American football. So my brother shows up to practice in cleats, shin pads, stuff for soccer, and it's American football. So all these kids are in pads and helmets, and he was so bummed out. Just things like that, you know, the different culture, and then just nobody looked like us. My mom's sister had to drive to the Twin Cities to get their hair done because there was nobody in our area that cut black hair. When I was in high school, I went to some salon. They're like, oh, can I get a haircut? And then, so I ended up having to shave my head. I vividly remember there's a small town outside of Moorhead called Barnesville, and they have like a little pond lake in the middle of town. I remember getting out of the car, everything stopped, and everybody turned and just stared. It felt like the record scratching. And then I remember when I started driving, and the same cop one week pulled me over three different times. I got used to it. I remember once I got pulled over, and they were convinced that I had something in my car, and they're like, well, we're going to bring a canine, and we're going to do all this. And I was like, fine. And it ended up there was four cops there. I hung out with, like, the nerdy kids. We played role-playing games. We didn't drink. We didn't smoke. We would hang out. That's part of the reason, like, I left, you know, at 17, and I was gone for 12 years. I moved down to the Twin Cities. There was an arts high school down there. They accepted juniors and seniors. And then from there, I moved to Chicago, and I stayed there for 9 years, and eventually moved back to Moorhead when my dad got sick. So,
when you moved to the cities and there were more minorities, how did that make you feel?
It was a bit hard because I had been living in Minnesota my whole life. So, you know, they would be like, man, you talk funny. Like, they were looking at me like I was an alien almost.
What was the best thing about moving to Chicago?
Being in the city again. You don't just see one type of person. You see everybody. Yeah, I didn't stick out. I could just be me, you know?
What was it like coming from Chicago back to Moorhead, Minnesota?
It was hard to sleep because it was so quiet. And then I had to not be so defensive because it was like people here say, oh, hi, hello. But when someone says hi, hello in Chicago, they're probably going to ask you something or it's going to lead to trouble. I appreciate it, you know, and I appreciate that it's more diverse now, and it's, you know, you just don't see one type of person, and mm-hmm. You know, you see all types of people. I feel like this area is slowly starting to catch up. Yeah, slowly. Yeah, it's slow, but it's gotten so much better.
It's progress. Even I, you know, when we go out places, I feel the stares because we don't match.
Yeah. It's still in North Dakota in 2018. It's an interracial couple. Is most of the time I don't even notice the stairs, you know. It's like, we're happy.
Right.
You should try it. You know?
Yeah. I love you.
I love you.
Thank you for doing this with me.
No, thank you. This has been amazing.
Dietz and Conte visited the StoryCorps mobile recording booth during its month-long stop in Bismarck this past summer. This excerpt was edited by Prairie Public, and we thank Basin Electric for sponsoring the StoryCorps visit to North Dakota.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.